Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's feared that there are insufficient Garda resources in Donegal to deal with the dissident Republicans who murdered Lyra McKee. A break-in at Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny last night has been described as an act of wanton vandalism. Beef farmers from Donegal have travelled to Cork today to take part in a national protest being held outside a cabinet meeting. And there are renewed calls for works to the water supply in Burnfoot to be fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first news. A Donegal Garda has warned that there are insufficient resources in the county to deal with the dissident Republicans who murdered Lyra McKee. Donegal representative of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, was speaking at the GRA's national conference in Kerry and told members that the group behind the journalist's killing could be crossing the border regularly, but Gardaí are ill-equipped to provide backup for police in Derry. He also told how in Ballybofey, one of the county's busiest stations, that officers only have access to one van. Garda O'Connor says the force in Donegal is unacceptably vulnerable.
I suppose the message is going to be lost in the national media. People seem to think that we're looking to have the Gardaí running around carrying guns the whole time and arming. But what we're saying is basically that the members, that we still want to continue in the community as normal police, but we need to have the confidence to say that if a situation arises that armed backup can be made available and can come from local resources. So what we would like to see maybe is the introduction of some way where we could scramble local armed units when it's needed. I mean, it's not much good to the people that are working along the border, particularly up in Inishowen and along with Ballybofey and Liverness, to say, oh, your arm cover is in Dundalk. I mean, it's just simply, it's if everything was going right and there was no cross-border crime and no threat from business groups, that wouldn't be acceptable. But certainly in the current climate, it's really exposing and highlighting the issue of how vulnerable members in Donegal are and how far our backup can be when required. So we would like to see that addressed as a matter of urgency.
And even in some cases, for example, in Ballybofey, they only have one van accessible to them.
Yeah, that's the other side of the story. It's hard to believe, Catherine, in 2019, when we're just seeing so much spin and hearing so much about investment in the guards and development, that, you know, Ballybofey, guards there trying to provide a service to the people in Ballybofey, trying to police the border. Their patrol car comes down to fly like it does in any fleet, and they can't get a replacement. Similar story in Milford. So, you know, the authorities are putting out pictures of fleets of high-powered SUVs and giving the impression that all is well. All is far from well. I say, guards in Donegal haven't even the vehicle where the patrol and answer calls. It's just hard to believe it's still going on this day and age.
A break-in at Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny has been described as an act of wanton vandalism. Last night, three youths gained entry to the centre at approximately 11:30 by breaking a fire exit door. The pool area was closed for a time today to facilitate a forensic examination. While nothing was taken from the premises, local councillor Jerry McMonagall is appealing to anyone with information to contact Gardaí.
My information is that basically what they did was run around the pool area and exited the centre again. Staff discovered this in the morning, contacted the Gardaí, and the pool area was briefly closed to facilitate the forensic examination of the area and for the glass to be cleared up to enable the pool area to be open again. This has now happened, and the pool area is up and running again. And I would just like to say, ask people if they've seen anything suspicious. It was three youths wearing hoodies and tracksuit bottoms that they could give any information they might have to the Gardaí.
Now, thankfully, as you say, nothing was taken and not an awful lot of damage was done. But as you say, it did close for a time this morning, a very popular time for pool goers and so on. I'm sure it left a lot of the community who used the facility very much out of sorts this morning too.
It did so. And as you say, you know, people there from very early morning until 10 o'clock at night. Facility it's well used, and it caused an awful inconvenience this morning for those early pool users, and I would just ask again to the people who are responsible for this, what did you achieve last night and what did you hope to achieve? This is just wanton vandalism, and that's why I would make appeal, has anybody seen anybody in the vicinity of Aura matching the description of the three youths with hoodies and tracksuits, that maybe they might pass that information on to the local Gardaí.
Beef farmers from Donegal have travelled to Cork today to take part in a national protest being held outside a cabinet meeting. It's in a stand over reported losses of over 100 million euros suffered by the sector as a result of Brexit. IFA President Joe Healy says the government must step up to the mark and ensure a support package is put in place for beef farmers before any more losses are suffered.
So really in relation to the losses that farmers have incurred as a result of Brexit, and particularly in the beef sector, we have used figures in the IFA that we've got from the Department of Agriculture and Board BIA, and they highlight very clearly that Irish beef farmers have incurred a loss of over 100 million euro in the 6 or 7 months between the end of last September and March of this year. When we compare that period to the corresponding period pre-Brexit in 2015-2016, unless there is a support package put in place to safeguard a sector that's worth 3 billion euro to the Irish economy. So it's up to the government to ensure that they give the support that's necessary here and not to hide behind the veil of the Commission, and likewise the EU Commission not to hide behind the Irish government, because that appears to be a little bit of what's happening here.
And indeed, we know that many Brexit deadlines have already been passed, so it is frightening that no action has been taken by government.
Well, it is. And look, we accepted from the government up until probably the end of last year this view that we can't be seen to be looking at support packages. It's more or less an admission, and this was the line that it's more or less seen as, it would be seen as an admission of that we were accepting that there would be a disorderly Brexit and a crash out. And that was it, but we kept telling the government behind the scenes at all times that while we were holding the line on this, that farmers were suffering in the background. But I think that suffering became very evident in the few months of last year and this year so far.
Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister has been defending entering into talks with the opposition. The discussions with Labour are ongoing to try find a way forward on a withdrawal from the EU that the House of Commons can agree on. Theresa May is being questioned by a committee of MPs today. She's told them that she hopes the negotiations with Jeremy Corbyn's team can find an agreement.
I hope that a deal can be done. We certainly approach this with an open mind. But if we're not able to do that, then we will bring votes to the House in order to determine what the House can support. We stand ready to abide by that decision if the opposition are willing to do so.
Patrick Quirk has been handed a life sentence after being found guilty of murdering Bobby Mr. Moonlight Ryan. After killing the local DJ, the 50-year-old farmer from Breensmore, County Tipperary, dumped his body in an underground tank on his ex-lover's farm. Our courts correspondent Frank Greeny reports.
Shortly after lunchtime, word filtered through the criminal courts of justice that a decision was imminent. After just over 20 and a half hours across 7 days of deliberations, Patrick Quirk was found guilty of murder by majority verdict. The prosecution's case was that the 50-year-old married father of three killed Bobby Ryan in an attempt to rekindle an affair he had previously with Bobby's girlfriend Mary Lowry, on whose farm he hid the body in an underground runoff tank. Quirk staged the discovery of his remains in April 2013, almost 2 years after he went missing. In her victim impact statement, Bobby's daughter Michelle addressed her father directly. She said, "Dad, I described you as wow, and that's what you are, such a wonderful and caring father, and we carry you in our hearts every day for the rest of our lives until we meet again, Moonlight." Quirk was then handed the mandatory life sentence for murder. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
Donegal County Council has pledged to carry out reinforcement works on the Doror Road in Churchill. It's after two large vehicles reportedly went off the road and into the ditch there recently to avoid oncoming traffic. Work on reinforcing the embankment is due to take place in the coming weeks. Councillor Adrian Glacken says the road in its current state is very unsafe and hopes the issues will be addressed on completion of the works.
What happened was there was actually very good work done on the road, the actual surface of the road, but it's a fairly narrow road in Doror, and two vehicles can't pass. One has to pull in. Now, the issue in this actual part of the road was on one side of the road you can't pull in, and the other side of the road was the newly formed embankment from where the road was done up, and it wasn't strong enough to hold the large vehicles. So we had two large vehicles going off the road there, which led to the road being closed for a number of hours. So some of the residents contacted me. I went up to get it and get a few pictures taken. So I put a motion on today's Letterkenny Minister district meeting, and the council said now that they're going to take reinstatement work and reinforcement work on the embankment. It'll probably be piped, and this should alleviate the danger of it happening again. But it's just something that was brought to my attention, and I have to give praise to the Roads Department and the council, who have acted accordingly and very swiftly as well.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is currently seeking expressions of interest from towns and villages across the county as part of the recently launched Town and Village Renewal Scheme 2019. The scheme is targeting rural towns and villages with populations of less than 10,000. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council is administering this scheme on behalf of the Department of Rural and Community Development. The council is seeking expressions of interest from local groups with proposed projects that will enhance and develop towns and villages socially, economically and culturally. Officials are stressing that proposals should include activities which will have clear positive economic impacts on the town and surrounding areas. Applications can range in value from 20,000 to a maximum of 100,000 euro, but twice that amount will be considered for a limited number of projects which can deliver exceptionally strong economic benefit. A maximum of 12 proposals may be selected at local level, for which more detailed applications will then be submitted to the department for further assessment. The closing date for receipt of completed expressions of interest is 5 p.m. on Friday, May 17th.
The Taoiseach claims a letter from four consultants in Waterford Hospital is in proof of the poor conditions at the mortuary there. The doctors said bodies were left decomposing in the corridors because of a lack of capacity. The hospital disputes this, and yesterday Leo Varadkar said there's no evidence to support the claims in the letter. The Taoiseach has denied calling the consultants liars and says the facts need to be established.
What I said was a statement of fact. There is a dispute about what the true facts are. The claim in the letter is that most deceased people were on trolleys and decomposing. That's what was claimed. It seems now that the picture may be a little bit more different to that, and the hospital group has said that there isn't any evidence to support that claim.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five, and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and Belfast Celtic have officially applied to join the Ulster Senior League next season. Talks have been ongoing since July of last year, and the West Belfast club, who play as Sion and Leisure Swifts in the NIFL Premier Intermediate League, have now committed to joining the Ulster Senior League, subject to approval by officials. The club and the league have had numerous meetings with the FAI and the IFA about the move. The league has already presented to the current club Celtic's proposal to join, and it's understood it was positively welcomed. Secretary Niall Callaghan told Highland Radio Sport today a decision on the application will be made next week. An interim manager will be placed in charge of Cork City for Friday's Premier Division trip to Bohemians. The club today sacked John Caulfield after a run of seven games without a win in the top flight. Caulfield led Cork to a league and cup double in 2017, but concedes that now is the time to part ways with the club. Liverpool hope to maintain an impressive record when they face Barcelona in tonight's first leg of their Champions League semi-final. The Premier League title contenders have never lost on four previous visits to the new camp. However, Barca are unbeaten in their last 31 home games in the Champions League. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, former Liverpool captain Phil Thompson feels Liverpool could be close to something special this season.
Champions League football, final last year, semi-final again this year. It's quite astonishing what Jurgen Klopp has done. So it is great times for a Liverpool fan, but I do like to win something, and that is so important.
Iker Casillas has suffered a heart attack. The Porto goalkeeper was rushed to hospital after collapsing in training today. The 2010 World Cup winner with Spain is said to be in a stable condition. The 37-year-old recently signed a contract extension with the Portuguese champions and hadn't ruled out adding to his 167 international caps. Celtic and Rangers will battle it out for the PFA Scotland Premiership Player of the Year Award. Ibrox pair Ryan Kent and Alfredo Morelos have been nominated along with Celtic duo James Forrest and Callum McGregor. Tonight's fixtures in the Donegal Youth League. We'll see all matches kick off at 6:45. Bunnaggy United take on Gweedore United. The leaders in East Celtic welcome KG Rovers. Drumkeen United are on the road as they head for Manor Cunningham to play Lagan Harps. Letterkenny Rovers host Fannage United, and Milford are making the trip to Remelton to play Swally Rovers in a derby clash. There's also an Air Trusty League Under 13 fixture tonight. Fin Harps take on Derry City and Dromahal. That one gets underway at 6:30. In Gaelic Games, Paul Flynn says his body is dictating his decision to retire from inter-county football. The 32-year-old, who has won 6 All-Ireland titles in a 12-year inter-county career, has confirmed his decision to step away from the Dublin senior panel. The half-forward won a record 4 All-Stars in a row between 2011 and 2014. Well, one of Kerry's most experienced players is set to miss the Summer Football Championship. Peter Crowley has been ruled out for the summer months after sustaining a cruciate ligament injury while playing for his club. Wednesday, of course, always means GAA programme night here on Highland, and I'll be taking the hot seat tonight as Tom Comack is in holidays. On the programme, I'll be joined by Milford man James McGinley, who is the manager of the Donegal Ladies minor team, who are heading into an Ulster semi-final against Armagh this coming bank holiday Monday. Plus, I'll be speaking to Brendan O'Boyle, PRO of the Gweedore Club, who are, of course, hosting the Caportus Pelnagilt at the Donegal finals this coming weekend. On the rugby front, Ireland's Jacob Stockdale has been nominated for the Nevin Spence Young Player of the Year accolade in the Zurich Irish Rugby Players Awards. The winger is one of 3 Ulster players shortlisted, with Darren Cave in contention for the medal for excellence, and Will Addison's nominated for the Supporters Player of the Year. On the athletics front, Caster Semenya is considering appealing a landmark ruling on testosterone regulations. The 2-time Olympic 800-metre champion has seen her challenge of the IAAF's rules rejected by the Court of Arbitration for Sport today. In snooker, David Gilbert is a frame away from a place in the World Championship semi-finals. He leads Kyron Wilson by 12 frames to 8. On the other table, Judd Trump leads Stephen Maguire by 10 frames to 4. Earlier, Gary Wilson booked his place in the final with a 13-9 victory over Ali Carter, and John Higgins will resume this evening with a 9-7 lead on Neil Robertson. I'll be back with the GAA programme at 8:30 later this evening. Our next bulletin's tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, there's renewed calls for works to the water supply in Burnfoot to be fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. It follows a burst to the supply yesterday, the fourth in the space of a week. As part of planned works by Irish Water, it intends to facilitate Letterkenny with water from the Eddie Fullerton Dam, which will run through the same pipe network which has suffered the burst. The utility also plans to replace over 4 kilometres of pipes on the affected network after works take place in Letterkenny. Paul Canning says the proposal timeline of works just doesn't make sense.
There is no point in Irish Water ripping up half of Letterkenny causing traffic delays when they cannot even get the water as far as Burt Chapel. You know, it really is an absolute joke at this stage, where there are 4 more bursts, 2 in the Slablands, 1 in Tubin and 1 in Buncrana. Irish Water basically need to bring forward their plans to replace the 4.5 kilometres of water main that's in that most problematic area before they actually send the water to Letterkenny. They need to do that first, because it's just burst after burst after burst.
And if they go ahead with the plans as they intend to do so, carrying out that work after they bring the Fullerton Dam supply to Letterkenny, do you foresee even more bursts happening, that pipe network won't be able to cope with the demand?
That is 100% right. There is no way of that water, that pipework, being able to facilitate water to Letterkenny, because they will have to increase the pressure, and there's a bigger demand on the supply. And also, you'll have more people without water whenever you're trying to supply Letterkenny, whenever these bursts will happen, because they are inevitable going to be happening.
The government has sanctioned a total of €225,000 in funding for local projects in Carrigart and Rathmullen. €50,000 is to fund an engineering assessment report of Rathmullen Pier, while €175,000 was going toward refurbishment works at Meva Parish Hall. In terms of Rathmullen Pier, local election candidate Emer Freel says this initial report will pave the way for Donegal County Council to bid for more funding to carry out much-needed works there.
So I suppose firstly, I received confirmation from Donegal County Council of $50,000 for Rathmullen Pier to carry out an engineering report on the state of Rathmullen Pier, and I'm delighted that the council has confirmed this funding. Major investment is required at the pier, and this report will then allow council officials to bid for funding from government departments. For Kerrigart Parochial Hall, this funding of $175,000 through LEADER, confirmed to me by Minister Michael Ring's office. This will allow Meva Hall to carry out a whole range of refurbishments, including a new roof and internal ceiling to make the building more energy efficient, and a sports floor and stage and new lighting.
Now, in terms of Rathmullen Pier, there were concerns locally that while maybe the funding could be obtained to carry out the survey, a commitment from government would be needed then to carry out the different possible repair works that would be needed.
Well, I think the report is needed firstly before any commitments can be given at a government level. I suppose the level of works needs to be identified firstly, and then the council officials will be able to bid for funding from government departments following this.
Now, we know that Rathmullen Pier is obviously a great amenity to the area, and there was also concern about its deteriorating state. Are you hopeful that this report mightn't be as bad maybe as people would think?
I would hope not. Look, I suppose time will tell with regard to the report, but I believe passionately that Rathmullen Pier needs to be developed further.
There's concern that not enough progress is being made on a proposed river walk along the Swilly in Letterkenny. Initial feedback from the OPW stated that a walk could only be developed along the more tidal sections of the River Swilly in conjunction with major flood prevention measures. A number of proposed routes have been put forward for consideration. However, it's understood that no definite route has been decided. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says there's a real expectation locally that this walkway will happen, and it's important that Donegal County Council do everything they can to get the project off the ground.
I would like to see the council say, you know, what is the definite route that we're going to go for, and look for funding for that and go and get it done. There is an expectation out there now, I think, that this is going to happen, and I think there is, you know, a lot of interest in it, and it would be very, very good for the town. But I think we, you know, to progress it, we first of all have to decide exactly what we want to do and nail down what the route's going to be.
A public meeting on proposed routes for the Riverwalk is taking place tonight at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny at 7:30. At latest figures show that nationally, new car registrations for the month of April were up 10.8% compared to the previous year. However, in Donegal, new car registrations are down 9.8% compared to the same period in 2018. Meanwhile, in the first quarter of this year, according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, new car registrations are down in the county 9.3% on figures from the year prior. Weather now, there will be fairly widespread showers this evening, some heavy with a slight risk of hail and thunder. Showers continuing into the night with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees and light to moderate westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Donegal Garda has warned that there are insufficient resources in the county to deal with the dissident Republicans who murdered Lyra McKee. Donegal representative of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, was speaking at the GRA's national conference in Kerry and told members of the group behind the journalist killing could be crossing the border regularly, but Gardaí are ill-equipped to provide a backup for police in Derry. A break-in at Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny has been described as an act of wanton vandalism. Last night, three youths gained entry to the centre at approximately 11:30 by breaking a fire exit door. Beef farmers from Donegal have travelled to court today to take part in a national protest being held outside a cabinet meeting. It's in a stand over reported losses of over 100 million euros suffered by the sector as a result of Brexit. And there's renewed calls for works to the water supply in Burnfoot to be fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. It follows a burst to the supply yesterday, the fourth in the space of a week. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, May the 1st. The death has taken place of James Sweeney, Cool Boy, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 a.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Josie McBride, Main Street, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at the home of her daughter-in-law, Kathy McBride, Killydonnell House at Killydonnell. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Arshview Lodge Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Sally Gallagher, Trusk Road, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, followed by interment in Sheshe O'Neill Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund, Hillcrest House at Nursing Home, or the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary McConnell, Proclish, Churchill. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Glen Swilly at 12 noon on Friday, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations to St. Joseph's Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Priscilla Rafferty, 10 Old School Lane, Derry. Fiona leaving her residence tomorrow morning at 10 to 9, going to St. Bridget's Church, Carn Hill, for Requiem Mass at 9:30, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. And the death has occurred of Annie Green, Lochinure. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. A family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to Barrettstown Camp, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, funeral director.